Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
So I was in the shower, I was cleaning my ass and making all shirts all sparkly, spanky clean.
I'm not the funny one, I'm the pretty one.
Cock shots. I just checked myself out.
Music, wine, and then lube up and get on top.
The glory hole's like a dick theater. I've imagined your family.
Which means your pants had better come off. Mama needs playtime.
We're not sluts.
We just love love.
Hello, folks. This is Mrs. Atom.
And this is Mr. Atom.
Welcome back for a very, very special episode of By the By. This is number 100.
It's our centenary.
Yes. It's exciting.
I like that word.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Say it again.
Centenary.
Ooh.
Centenary.
Oh. That's awesome.
I know.
So yeah, we've got a really different kind of episode for you this evening. Would you like to get the housekeeping stuff out of the way first?
Sure, let's do that.
Yeah.
The end of this month, which is April, it's the last Friday of the month. I don't know what the day is. You can look at a calendar. But the last Friday of this month will be our next Sex Ed in the City class, which is threesomes, foursomes, and moresomes,
mm-hmm.
or as we like to call it, swinging 201, because 101 you're done with, now you're off to 201. Then, coming May, we have on May 18th, the next Pendulum Party. That's Pendulum 6.
So come get your bi curiosity, bisexuality on.
Yeah, totally stoked for that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the following week is the first of its kind party at Our Secret Spot. Femme will be a ladies-only party. There will be no none of us menfolk there. So it's going to be pretty epic. I'm kind of excited for you. I'm excited for me. And I'm excited for everybody who comes along to the parties and sees us.
Yes, please join us either or both weeks.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. I'm excited. Mm-hmm. I don't know what I'm going to do that Friday that you have Femme. I'm going to... just
go to a sauna.
Probably go to a sauna. Catch you there. Yeah, so that should be pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, good times. Yeah, so we have a very special episode. 2.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
100 episodes. We went from this scrappy little podcast where neither one of us really gave a damn about anything that we were doing and we're just goofing off to something that we take pretty religiously now.
Yes.
It's very seriously. And we've had many, many people across those 2 years that have been on this podcast, people that, you know, mean quite a lot to us, whether they realize it, accept it, or whatever. And we've talked to them interview style to see how it's changed for them, how life has changed for them in particular, and how maybe their swinging life has changed mm-hmm. over the last 2 years.
And there might be a memorable experience or two in there as well.
Yeah.
Some of them.
Sure.
Yeah.
yeah, but we've got Jess and Lawrence that we've interviewed from Our Secret Spot. We've got Wazowski, who made his podcast debut
mm-hmm.
During our Never Have I Ever podcast this past holiday season. Of course, Lola Lady and the Ginger Tramp, which it wouldn't be a podcast without them.
No.
And there might be a fella named The Gentleman that we interviewed, who I think everybody knows, we all know and love. So yeah, I'm pretty excited.
That's the lineup for today.
That's the lineup for today. So it's going to be fun. But for us, it's mm-hmm. been 2 years.
It
two plus
been.
Years.
Yeah.
It's gone by like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in those 2 years,
mm-hmm.
what do you think? Are we doing? Is it worth keeping on the podcast? Should we keep going?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. Like you said earlier, you know, we didn't take it super serious. We weren't very consistent with it at first because we weren't really sure how well it would be received, because we were talking a bit more about the bisexuality side of things than the swinging and a little bit of both in open relationships. But we weren't sure how that was going to go over. And it didn't take long before we started getting messages from listeners, you know, telling us how much they enjoyed it, how much it helped them either understand themselves, their own sexuality, relationships with their partners. We got several early on. I know one in particular that was like, hey, I thought I was the only person that felt like this. I'm glad I'm not, kind of thing. And especially from people that live in areas where they feel more repressed or they're more isolated. And it is good to have that feedback from people and know that we're doing something worthwhile. And it's fun for us to do it. But there are times, you know, that it does get to be a bit of work and you start to question it. And then you get a message and it makes you feel like, okay, yeah, it's worth it.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's one of those things for me that every time I ever think, oh my God, nobody listens to this fucking podcast. Nobody cares. This isn't important. I'm not part of anything that really matters. Nobody listens to us. Mm-hmm. It's about the time that we get an email from somebody who says, oh, you know,
thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. Whatever you're doing, it really matters. I really appreciate it. Mm-hmm. It's nice to know I'm not alone. And it's been great. You know, it's something that is definitely humbling and is a feel good thing. Mm-hmm. And it is also one of those things that for me, you know, I really wish that I'd had something like this. Not that I'm trying to toot our own horn here, but it is something that I wish I had found when I was going through my issues, because it is nice to know that you're not alone. And if you're listening to this podcast for the first time, and you are bi-curious and you feel like you're alone, you're not alone. So listen back to some of our podcasts. You'll hear why you're not alone. But it's good. We get lots of messages that are really positive.
Yeah.
Which, you know, it goes back to that thing, you know, look, we should be nicer to one another, and mm-hmm. we should say things and realize what we're saying matters, whether or not we think it does. How you treat other people it's important, so be nice to other people.
Yes.
So the last 2 years, holy shitballs. Mm-hmm. What have we done? We've created two businesses.
Yes.
By the By, and which is ours, and Sex Ed in the City, which we have partnered with Mischief and Our Secret Spot on, both of which I'm going to call at least mildly successful. Mm-hmm. We created the Pendulum Party.
Yes.
We fought with Lawrence. I know you're listening, buddy, and we love you so much. And do you remember having that conversation? Because we were sitting at this table when we had that conversation with him, when he finally said, fine, let's give it a go. You can pick a Thursday or a Sunday. And Jess looked at him and went, give him a real day. Give him a fair chance. Let's do a Friday. And he goes, fine, we'll do a Friday. And, I'll never forget that opportunity that was given to us and then shared with listeners and non-listeners alike to kind of go out on a limb and turn a heterosexual, mostly heterosexual, swingers club into a bisexual orgy.
And those were the best nights.
It really was. and I'll never forget after that first night, the next day or two, Lawrence texted me and said, when are we going to do the next one?
Yeah.
And that right there was one of those validations that I think that for me was really important. It's like, awesome. That was successful enough that Lawrence wants to do it again. Let's fucking do it again. And now we've got number 6 coming up.
Mm-hmm. Just come out and join us.
It's crazy. It's so amazing to be part of something like that, where you know, the number of people who we've gotten emails from or have spoken to us and things said, and I'm quoting here, mostly from memory, but that was my first time.
Mm-hmm.
I never thought I would do anything like that. Well, that was surprising, was one of my favorites.
We've had a few of the, well, that was my first time.
Yeah. You know, and both from men and women.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Something to the effect of, I had a great time. I enjoyed watching my straight partner get deep-throated by some other fella. And I was like, this is great. I love it. It's just like, it's such an awesome, to be able to facilitate a safe space for people to play is so much.
And explore.
It's fucking badass. What else have we done?
We have a very late recent. We've started doing the radio show Dawns with Lakey on the HIT Network. So we go there once a week and we talk with Lakey about anything sex relationship related. And who knows what's going to come up and be talked about. But that's fun. For us, no, not just to talk with him and to have those interactions, but also to put some of these things out a little further into the world to a different audience.
Yes.
And, you know, it's not super explicit or anything like that, but still, you know, every bit that you can, as Lawrence calls them, awaken the muggles and show them something different.
Right. You know, and it's funny, it's not super explicit, but in those times we've had conversations with him and his main squeeze about opening up their own relationship.
Yep.
We've taken him to our secret spot for his first experience into the swinging world, which was hilarious. You know, we've done some exploring of fetishes and kinks and we've gotten the opportunity to whip that poor boy.
Not whip, spank.
Fine. You flogged him.
Flog. Yeah.
Yes. You spanked him, and then I shocked the shit out of him, which is still one of my favorite Instagram videos. So definitely check that one out. It's been so much fun.
And I will say too that, you know, further to the radio show, or I guess on top of that, there's been a number of opportunities that we've had to speak at different events. We spoke to ACON. We have done Sexpo several times. We did the Sydney Queer Erotic Festival, and there may be some more things coming up in the future, so stay tuned.
Yes.
But we've had a chance to talk at a number of things and events and to different groups of people, and that's always exciting and fun, again, to just kind of get the word out there. And sometimes, like at the Queer Erotic Festival, it was a good back and forth. It wasn't just us getting up and talking. There was good discussion,
and I really
liked that.
That was a lot of fun, and that was, you know, that's an upcoming podcast that we will talk about, which is By Erasure and By Invisibility. We had, it was a 90-minute presentation that we did for a group of people. It was fantastic. You know, it was, and like you said, it was a great back and forth. And it's funny, I think we may have mentioned it in the past briefly, but we didn't really talk about it on the podcast. And so it's exciting. That was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And like you said, doing the Sexpo. Oh my God, that was a blast. And it
admittedly, we're only there talking for short bits, but we are there all day wandering around and talking to different vendors and just people and just, you know, just being there at Sexpo. And we're not there near as long as many of the vendors are, but it gives you such a better understanding. And mad props to all the vendors that do go to Sexpo and they're there for 14 hours a day or whatever. And it's just,
and they're smiling all day.
Yeah.
That was great. The Sex Ed in the City has been so much fun.
Yeah.
You know, for me, and we've talked about, for both of us, body image issues in the past, being forced to be naked in front of a group of, in a classroom setting is crazy intimidating. And, you know, it's, but still, I won't argue. I think it's good for me.
Yeah.
It's been crazy intimidating, but it's been a lot of fun, and I've enjoyed that as much as I think I can enjoy that,
right?
As much as I can, you know. And then Rule 34, we've started doing Rule 34, which is, if you are in Sydney and you're not going to Rule 34, you are definitely missing out on something. It doesn't matter who you are, what you are, or how you are, you fit in at Rule 34. Mm-hmm. And so I know we've talked about it in the past, but Rule 34 is the premise that if you've imagined it or it exists, there is porn related to it. And that's what Rule 34 Club is all about, is that burlesque, dirty, nasty, funny. We've seen so many nasty things. We've seen we've seen a woman have her period on Donald Trump's face shortly after a gremlin ejaculated onto his face as well. Mm-hmm. We've seen Ronald McDonald and Colonel Sanders fight
Yeah.
Like in an all-out brawl over a bucket of chicken and a bag of Maccas. We've seen a woman cut off pieces of people and teach us how to serve.
How to serve them.
How to serve man.
Yeah.
It's dark and disturbing. We've performed, you know, it was my first time ever stripping, dancing for an audience, which was amazing. It was the first time I've sang in public since I was singing in public since I was 20. So that's kind of crazy.
Yeah. Been a number of firsts for you there.
A lot. And it's been great. It's been so much fun. You know, and it's little things. The first time that I did any kind of performance at Rule 34 was an open mouth, and I managed to do it right before Lucy B was supposed to perform. So it's like, oh my gosh, this is great. It was great. The whole thing has been such a wonderful experience.
Yeah.
I feel like there's been a million other things that we've done.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
You know, the sexually.
But they're all covered by in those back podcasts.
Yeah, I know, right? And it's just like trying to go through and I'm thinking.
I was going to say, and as far as sexually goes, you know, we've had a lot of, I mean, just so many wonderful experiences, both with some singles, with couples, with groups. It's just been just so interesting, the people that we have met along the way. You know, both in a professional sense and in a personal sense. You know, if we look at going to the OSS, you know, going to the club, doing some pub crawls and meet and mingles, meeting folks online, all the different ways that we meet people, and just some really, really genuinely great folks out there.
Yeah.
And people that if we were not in this lifestyle, we would never, ever meet. We've
never met them.
The paths would not cross.
You know, people that, you know, I definitely call family, who we've spent Christmas with, we spent New Year's Eve with, we've spent birthdays with, you know, and I think about your birthday last year, where at that table, I think we had seen everyone except maybe two people naked.
Yeah.
You know, it's like these are our friends and family, and they're also our friends with benefits. And that's, such a humbling thing. Which I think right now is a perfect time to talk about maybe some of our swingcations that we've done. But before we do that, it's a big shout out to C&D from Swinging Down Under, who, if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be here now.
That's true.
In fact, we podcast with them at their table when they used to live here.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's kind of amazing.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like they were the ones that got us into podcasting and into I guess feel like we were relevant.
Because we didn't have the confidence that we had anything useful to say or that people even cared. But it didn't take long, you know, with a little bit of encouragement from them. And then, like I said, when we started getting feedback from listeners, we were like, okay, well, maybe there are people that want to hear this.
Yeah.
Or need to hear it.
I mean, so of course, a huge shout out to Swinging Down Under, C&D.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I said, they birthed us.
Yeah. They popped our cherries.
That's right. They did pop our cherries. Swinging Down Under popped my cherry. I'm pretty sure we still have those t-shirts.
Oh, I think we
do. That were given to us. Swinging Down Under popped my cherry, and I liked it. Yeah, so that was great. And we had our first swingcation was with C&D, where we went down to Kangaroo Island in Adelaide. Since then, we've been to Passion in Paradise, which was our first experience at a swingers takeover of any kind.
Yep.
That was probably one of my favorite weeks I've had.
That was such a fun week. Yeah.
You know, between.
It's just amazing.
And again, all of this is on podcasts in the past. If any of this interests you, you can find more about it in previous podcasts. But you having sex with balloons, having three different size balloon dildos and going, all right, well, I'm going to go play with these. Anybody who wants to watch can come along. Epic. That was hilarious. And just the week in general was great. The afternoon orgies, the naked haka, the pitching pistachios.
Mm-hmm. It's just such a good group of people. And everybody has such a positive attitude, which I wish we could have that more in the world.
In the world, absolutely. Yeah. And that week was the week that we actually got to lucky enough to meet Naughty and Rocket.
Yep.
Of Naughty Threesome on Twitter, which then led to us going this past Easter and spending the entire Easter weekend with them.
Yep.
So this is for this is definitely for Naughty and Rocket. They'll know what it means. The rest of you microphone people, it was just a disgusting chewing sound. But they have this chewing fetish that they really appreciate the sound of chewing. So what I would encourage people to do is make chewing sounds and then post it on their Twitter feed. Tag them. That's Naughty Threesome. They really like chewing sounds and sniffling. They really, I mean, that oh man, gets them hot. Do you think it's believable? Is it viable?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, totally awesome. Believable.
Yeah. Yeah, I have a feeling I'm going to get some nasty tweets. So, yeah. And you know, spending the week with them was just amazing. It was so much fun. And again, it goes back to being comfortable and feeling like you're comfortable with people. Mm-hmm. And I think you get that in this lifestyle more than you get it elsewhere.
Oh, for sure. I think so.
What else? Countless toys.
Oh, lots of toys.
Man, we've gone through so many. You killed a magic wand.
I killed a wand.
And in 2 years, you burned out the motor of a magic wand.
Yeah.
That's devotion.
I do what I can, you know.
That's epic.
Yeah.
Getting to play with toys that we would have never gotten to play with before, like
The Crescendo.
The Crescendo by... Yeah.
Mystery Vibe.
Mystery Vibe. I couldn't come up with it. I knew it was an M. Yep. By Mystery Vibe. It's a fantastic toy. Highly recommend. That one's so much fun, both for boys and girls. Some of the...
The Clone of Willy and Clone of Pussy, which still need to get the Clone of Pussy one up. That'll be coming in the next few months. Don't worry, folks.
Yeah, that's interesting.
That was more interesting than the Clone of Willy, in my opinion.
Yeah,
we'll talk. You'll hear about that.
We'll call it interesting. I mean, you fucking me with myself.
Yeah.
That was epic.
Uh-huh.
And ouch. That gives me, and like, listen, if you feel concerned about your size, I encourage you to clone your Willy and then fuck yourself with it. Because then you'll be like, all right, well, I'm big enough. Definitely. I'm definitely big enough. It's always a good feeling when you're fucking yourself and you're like, I can taste it. That's epic. Yeah, there you go. I went there.
You're supposed to go to the other hole, babe.
No, I was in the other hole. It went all the way through. I could feel it in my throat. So, yeah, that's kind of awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there's like a million other things I want to talk about.
Yeah.
And I can't come up with anything.
Goodness, I have no idea. I'd have to look back.
You'd have to look back.
There's just been so much. And you mentioned the Swinkation with C&D and then Passion in Paradise, but we've had many other Swinkations as well. We've gone to New Zealand.
We've gone
to wine countries.
We've done
all kinds of things. And that's part of what I really like about this lifestyle is we do meet these people that become family.
Yeah.
And they, you know, become very, very close very quickly. But I think it's just because we don't have any of those boundaries and that kind of a thing. We have in the past couple of years as well, because it's available here in Australia, but we started going to the nude beaches a lot more.
Oh, that's true. That's right.
That's something that was not really available to us in the U.S., and so that's been a fun thing that we do a bit more now.
That's right. We experienced our first... MFF, which was amazing. And then shortly thereafter, we experienced our first MFFFF, which was also amazing until Lawrence tapped me on the shoulder and went, "Hey buddy, we need you downstairs."
Yeah.
We've been on countless TV shows.
Countless.
Three?
Two.
Okay. So you countable? Fine. Take all the fun out of it. We have been interviewed countless times.
Yes, there you go.
By everything from Mamma Mia at least once, if not a couple of times, Daily Mail a couple of times, and then on Penthouse Magazine. I mean, it's been great.
Yeah. And there's actually, I think, I'm not sure if it's the next one coming out or after that, but one of the next couple Penthouses, there's an article on us.
Yes. And so... if you're interested, there might be some nude photos of us in that issue of Penthouse Magazine as well.
Potentially.
Which is pretty epic.
Mm-hmm.
We are finally in actual print, naked. I'm going to send a copy to my mom.
Yeah, you should. Totally. Yeah, we'll send it to all the family.
That'd be our Christmas card. It'd be great.
We've had, if we're going back to all the MFFMMs and things, we've had countless orgies in the orgy room at our secret spot.
The number of orgies. I would love to know exactly how many orgies we've had in the
We'd have to go back and listen to the podcast to get a rough number, and then probably add a couple
and double it.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, it's just crazy. We've been so very blessed and lucky, and you know, it's been kind of awesome. The number of times that I think both you and I have gone, "Wow, you're interested in us."
Yeah.
You know, even in the recent past has been amazing. It's like, I'm always surprised that people want to have sex with us.
Yeah.
You're like, but why?
Yeah.
You know, it's been great. It's been awesome.
It's been a good 2 years. I don't think we've slept much in those couple of years,
no.
But
yes, I've learned
that's
that
okay.
I've learned in doing this podcast and working a real job that you can go 80 hours, an 80 hour work week. You know, weekends for us are no longer what normal weekends were.
No.
Friday nights start at 7 and end at 3.
Mm-hmm.
Saturdays start at noon with a nap and then start again at 7 and end
Lucky
at 3.
Lucky we get a nap.
And then Sunday is a day of, holy dear God, we have to podcast. And then usually maybe a midday nap if we're lucky. And
we're
then
lucky.
Usually we go off on Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
It's become a common thing for me to send to people when they message us on RHP. Look, we were very time poor.
Yeah.
It's not that we aren't interested. It's that we are time poor.
Yeah.
So we have to be very judgy.
Just pretend we have children, even though we don't.
Exactly. We basically, we live the life of people with children, except we actually go out. Children are great, by the way. I love children.
Yeah.
Just can't eat a whole one by myself. But it's been crazy. I can't really say anything other than that. It has been absolutely crazy. It's been a blast. It's been so much fun.
Yes. And I cannot wait to see where the next couple of years take us.
I know. By then we'll be well into the double digits of
for sure.
Pendulum.
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll be in the double digits of Femme.
Mm-hmm.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've got performances coming up that we've planned for Rule 34. We've got some secret things that we can't talk about just yet that have been offered to us, which is so exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So hopefully the next few years will be just as exciting as the past few, and we'll share it all with you, so don't worry.
I'm going to need a nap.
Probably.
Yeah. maybe I'll start a new podcast that I'll call Yoda Beatboxing.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, listen to Bradford nap.
Yes, but when I nap, I talk in my sleep in a Yoda beatboxing.
Yoda beatboxing.
Yes. I think that it's time. The world wants Yoda beatboxing.
Mm-hmm.
And they want the Yoda beatboxing app. They want the Yoda beatboxing podcast.
Ooh, the navigation thing in your car.
Yes. Yeah. Left turn you will make. Wiki.
I was like, where's the beatboxing?
That's Yoda having an orgasm.
Is that when you arrive at your destination?
Yes. come you will. I think the world needs Yoda's album, the Yoda beatboxing album. These next 2 years are going to be, it's all going to be Yoda beatboxing.
Okay.
It's all it is. Full 2 years of Yoda beatboxing.
Right.
Are you ready for this world?
I don't think so. Don't think so.
Yeah.
Do we get a choice?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. Look, I can't help it. The world wants what the world wants, and the world wants me.
Okay. Yes. Yes, they do.
As Yoda.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Beatboxing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, with that, do you have anything else you want to add?
No. Shall we get into the first interview?
Yes, let's talk to some folk.
Yeah. I think we're going to start with Lolo Lady and Ginger Tramp.
Hello, Lolo Lady. Hello, Ginger Tramp. Tell us your secrets.
Hi, everyone. This is the Lady.
And this is the Ginger Tramp.
And we're just here to send some words and some good vibes to Bradford and Angela on this 2-year anniversary of their podcast. Before we start, we just wanted to say congratulations to you two guys for this podcast and what it's become. We're so lucky we get to know you and see you in person pretty frequently and consider you some of our best friends. But what this podcast has probably done for countless others who've never met you is just amazing. It's probably at the very least made some people feel normal and okay in the world. So thank you for what you do with this. Anyway, soppy stuff over. Let's talk about, like, sex.
Baby.
Baby. Oh, yeah. So Bradford and Angela ask us to talk specifically maybe about some jealousy issues because we were famously on, like, one of the really early podcasts. Go back and listen to that for the awesome audio quality and the drunkenness in a castle in Ireland, where we were professing that we knew lots and lots of things about jealousy and... long story short, fast forward to an episode, I think about a year ago, we talked about how we had got it all completely wrong and had learned a lot of lessons from it. I think the jealousy thing for us, the big learning that's probably come out of it is you can have all the rules in the world that you want and you'll find out that they'll all fall apart eventually. Probably the advice we can give on jealousy now is... you know, there's still important things in a relationship and to each other to have, and you've just got to hang on to those really, really important things and all the ridiculous, petty stuff, actually just cast it to the side and then start communicating like adults about the things that matter. Because otherwise, you know, you're just getting jealous about things because a rule was broken or a transgression happened and, you know, it becomes jealousy over the most silly little things.
Mm-hmm.
Would you agree, the lady?
I definitely would. There's a lot of things out there that you could get your knickers in a twist over, which end up not being really that important, so just forget about them. I know it's easier said than done in the moment, but realistically it has to be at some point gotten over.
Can you get your knickers in a twist if you're not wearing any? I'm not wearing any right now.
Oh, geez, I knew it. You don't even have alcohol and you're already just... devolving. Okay. So
maybe in summary, just love each other and don't be assholes to each other, and then everything might work out okay on the jealousy front.
Excellent. Things that have changed for us in the last 2 years. We definitely talk a lot more, which is great. We have really come into our own with all of our different lifestyle, both polyamory and swinging and all that sort of thing.
Open relationships, me just being a tender slut at times.
Yeah, but we also have kind of got our groove both with each other and by ourselves as well to decide and determine what actually works for us as individuals and as a couple. So that's been actually quite good.
Yeah, it... I can't really add anything of any value to that.
Oh, gee.
And that's not just nonsense, really. No, it has been... we very much have gone into this, as we've settled into it, with the idea of, well, let's not rule anything in or out. And, you know, as opportunities sort of come along for things, to do them, to try them, to, you know, to, you know, see what polyamory might mean, to see what... swinging might mean, to see what an experience on a bed at P&P with 9 people in a room and a curlew watching while I eat cornflakes is like as well. I mean, everything kind of goes.
Yeah.
Which I think segues into the next question, which is some particularly interesting or memorable sexual experiences that we've had.
Oh, well, you definitely have to go first with this one because you definitely have the best story I've ever heard.
I've got awesome stories. So, but what's become really apparent to me in the last 2 years is the importance of the number 3. So there was the time where there was my doodle and 2 other guys' doodles in a lady's mouth, which meant there was 3 doodles at one time. And then there was this other time at the same swinging camp. Which
it's like band camp, except much more fun.
Yeah. I can't play the flute. where my doodle was in three ladies' mouths at once. So, like, that involved three. There was another thing involving three, so three's pretty cool. And then three threes and nine, which was the nine people we had on the bed with. Oh, God, that was a fun afternoon. Actually, that, I think overall, P&P, Passions in Paradise, is has been, if anything, one of the great highlights of stepping into this world, is to have gone to an event like that and meet so many wonderful people. I mean, I'm sure everyone who's listening to this can sort of understand that feeling at times when you go to work on Monday and people say, oh, how was your weekend? And you immediately have to censor it and say, oh, yeah, not much, not much happened, didn't do much. When in reality, you caught up with an amazing couple and you had an amazing time with wine and debauchery and food and cuddles and being tied up and whatever. We went to this and we were able to just be normal and talk about everything that sort of happens in our world.
Yeah. Okay. So. For me, it was the number three as well. But before I get into that, I still think probably the best night for me for the last, oh God, I don't know how long, was definitely Bradford's birthday party and the sloshing party. I can't say I've felt like a little kid more than I did on that night. It wasn't particularly about anything sexual for me, but having an adult food fight where you could pretty much cram a cream cake into someone's face as hard as you cared, splash spaghetti around like it was flying through the air, sliding across the floor like you're on skis. I don't think I can say I've acted like a kid and had so much glee in my face or been so excited about something in a really long time. So that was amazing.
Oh, yeah. That was an amazing night. Slip and sliding across that room, across all of just the cake and goo. Chocolate topping remnants all over the floor. That was so much fun. And it then trying to rinse it all out of my beard afterwards was just
insane. You land on your ass?
I landed on everything. I had cake everywhere.
Yeah, cake in places that you really shouldn't have cake. But anyway, and probably that night was one of my highlights. There have been quite a number of highlights for me in the last year, especially now that we're doing things together and we've been on some pretty amazing dates with some amazing couples.
Including some that we now see like on the regular.
Yeah, which is actually really lovely.
Yeah, and I think that's... For what's going to be coming up for us, I mean, we're in a different position to some couples in that we don't have children, so we don't have that pressure around trying to organise schedules. But the lady and I both travel a lot for work, which makes it hard for us to get us time, let alone the time to go and meet up with the couples and the people we've met and the others that we both have separately in our lives. So we'd love to get out and meet new people, but we sometimes just want to be able to give the time to each other and then to our other others and then to the other couples that we've met and that we really like to see as well. So,
not to mention couch bludge time. I definitely need couch bludge time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that's everything.
I think so. Yeah, I think... I'm looking forward to this year is possibly going to Femme next month. That'll be very exciting.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, ladies' night at OSS. That'll be a pretty amazing. Night. You're not invited, so haha.
Yeah, I know, because I'm not a lady.
Yeah.
I'm all man, baby.
Oh, good God. And definitely P&P again at the end, towards the end of the year. But they're standout ones, and obviously just seeing... everybody.
Yep.
As much as possible.
Anyway.
When possible. Anyway, that's enough rambling from the two of us.
God, it's 20 minutes. Oh, it's 10 minutes worth of rambling. I can't read numbers upside down.
Oh, gosh.
Haven't been drinking enough.
All right. Definitely need to go then.
This is the ginger tram.
And this is the ladies signing off.
Congratulations, Bradford and Angela.
See ya.
Here we are with the gorgeous Jess from Our Secret Spot. She's doing her little hand thing.
Baby doll.
Baby doll. Yeah, so.
All right, so, wow, the birds really want to get in on this action, don't they?
I know, right?
Goodness. They
do. Fucking Australian birds.
I'm Snow White, didn't you know that? They all come, all the birds and the bees.
Wow.
Well.
They all come. The birds and the bees.
You know.
Those are really small. Like, anyway.
With this whole podcast, this episode, we're going through and asking all of our previous guests who've been on in the 2 years-ish that we've been doing this, what has changed in your life in the past 2 years, and where do you see the next few?
Oh, jeez.
And it can be any realm, anything you want to talk about or share.
I feel like this is like a job interview.
It
like,
is.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years? And what
no, just two.
Just two.
Let's start by looking retrospectively. Like, what stands out from the last couple of years that you've really done different or grown, enhanced, or just changed?
So probably the biggest achievements, I've got a job, I guess, a new job title. Ooh, in my Honey Badette career, which has been great. It's actually what I wanted to do for my 5-year plan, but it turned into a 1-year plan.
Damn, girl.
So, very happy with that. Well, honestly, that's it.
And adulting sucks.
Adulting is not fun.
How has the club changed?
Because you guys just had your 4th birthday.
Yeah, we did. So, between year 2 and year 4. Has it?
I think it's got easier, to be honest. Mm-hmm. I feel like I don't do as much as I probably should.
You stress less about it?
I stress less, definitely. And yeah. I think we've built a bigger community as well. So it's more enjoyable to go to these events because I know now 95% of the people that are coming. So it's a nice little meet and greet time. And I'm sure within the next 2 years, we'll expand the club and get it even bigger.
Exciting. Yeah, yes. Well, I mean, in the past 2 years, we've started becoming regulars at the club.
That's so true. You have. I just still remember the day from New Year's Eve where you guys are like, this is a club.
This is a club. And we're not too keen on it.
We're not coming back to next year.
I was going to say, we've grown leaps and bounds from that.
Yeah, for reals. All right, so if you can remember in your past 2 years, like your favorite sexual experience, like something that you've done in the past couple of years that pops into your head as that was awesome.
Oh gosh. Okay, I think just because we brought it up a little bit earlier, New Year's Eve this year, so that was pretty awesome for myself, just because I think I've been waiting like obviously all year for it, and I know it's always such a big party, but we ended up at the beach at the end of the day, and it was just a nice sort of flow of a long, long, long day.
I just want to comment. You ended up at the beach at the beginning of the day. It just happened to be the end of the night before, and you didn't sleep. I want to make that very clear, because I remember getting texts from you guys, like, we're at the beach now.
I was trying to sound like I did get maybe 2 hours sleep, but no, yes. It'd been from 6 p.m. till 6 p.m. 2 days later.
Yeah.
So it was a long New Year's Eve for me.
That's a good New Year's
Eve. It was a good New Year's Eve.
That's a good way to ring in the New Year.
Yeah, for real. Yeah.
It was very good.
Yeah.
And it was glitter. So what other person doesn't like glitter?
I got to be honest. I hate glitter because it gets everywhere.
I love glitter. I looked like Princess Leia with my little buns as well. For rocking the Star Wars look with the glitter spike thing in my head. It was awesome.
It looks good.
It was good.
Yeah. I like glitter. It does end up everywhere.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
And you'll see it for days or weeks later, but I still
definitely
like
weeks,
it.
Definitely weeks. Definitely weeks. Especially with dark hair. Yeah. Do some work.
Yes, we woke up yesterday morning. Actually, I woke this morning, 2 days later, and we still have glitter in our bed from where I went to bed without showering from your birthday party.
Well, I can still see a bit of flickle of glitter.
Yeah, there's still glitter on me. I will be glittery. I went visiting customers today.
Bit of glitter.
This is my sparkling personality.
manifesting right itself. Yes.
Okay, so the future. Let's look at the future.
Oh, gosh. Yep.
So I know you said that you hope the club will grow. What's something like you want to get out of, and I mean this relationship, sexually, mm-hmm. something kinky, cool.
Expanding all of my horizons. So obviously starting fresh. When we opened the club, I was still fresh into swinging as well. So I think over the past 4 years, I've learnt a lot about swinging and other relationships like poly and the kink scene. So I think now that I'm a lot more comfortable with a lot that's within the swinger scene, I think expanding my horizons and finding some new experiences to jump into.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Advice for anybody out there who wants to try it? Just like...
Give it a go. You always have to try things once. I mean, there's always going to be your ups and your downs, and you just have to have the right person to deal with it.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's good.
Should we let her go and expand her horizons?
Yeah. Yes, please.
Go expand your horizons. Fly, little birdie.
Fly, little birdie. Me and my Snow White.
Awesome. I love it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
My bird juices.
Sorry. That was my Saturday night.
You love
that. Remember that we have that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I got it.
all right. We now have our classiest guest. Someone that many people often will send questions to.
Self-proclaimed classiest guest.
Yes, yes. You know the takeoff CL and you're the assiest guest.
Fat assiest guest. Anyway.
So, Lawrence... one of the co-owners of Our Secret Spot. We've recently spoken with...
Baby Doll.
So we now have The Law.
It's funny when like people come to the club and call me The Law. And I was like, so which podcast do you listen to?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the end of my funny story.
but whose podcast are you on right now?
So
it better be our fucking podcast. That's all I'm saying. Answer
they
is,
always say by the by.
Of course, that's right.
and then they say swinging. No.
Damn it! It's not a competition. We love swinging.
We love them all.
Yes. C&D are great, but they're not here right now, are they? So, no, kidding.
So sorry,
I'm passing it over to you. Come on,
I was not expecting that.
Yeah.
As you've heard from the last. Few people, what in the last couple of years has changed for you in the time that we've been doing this podcast? And please do not sniff the wine. So
don't
creepily.
Drink out of the bottle.
I suppose the biggest change for me has been almost a full shift into the club being a priority. Work-wise, mm-hmm. So almost all other forms of work for me are non-existent now. So it's just basically looking after the club.
That's exciting.
It's good that it's grown that much.
Which, you know, allows me a lot of freedom throughout the week, which is quite comforting. It's something relaxing to do. What else has changed for me?
What about your most memorable sexual adventure over the last few years?
Man.
There have been so many, I know.
Yeah, no, I never had quite an answer because I'm trying to think. I was just thinking about this afternoon before I came over here was to start writing down or noting down just some of the experiences that I have, or all of the experiences I have, good, bad, and in between. Because I sometimes just sit there and forget, like, and then it might take a bit of prompting or, you know, mm-hmm. Jess and I will talk later on and she'll remind me of something awesome that happened. And I just can't, and I go, oh, yeah, that did happen. And in the moment, like if someone asks me that question, I can't think of anything. So
let's go back to 2 years ago.
Yeah.
The club was only a few years old. You and Jess had only been together for a handful of years.
3 years.
So what new have you tried? Is there anything new you've tried together or separately? Or, like, you know, are there any things that you were sitting around one night in a drunken stupor like we do and say, ooh, let's try that. And then, you know, next thing you know, what are you doing?
There hasn't been anything completely new, at least not for me. sexual in that sense. I think like Jess is, the relationship between Jess and I has grown and evolved into a sense of a bit more. I mean, you see, we're just more comfortable with each other as a whole. So you know, that extra 2 years adds some time and willing to experiment with other things in terms of sort of separate play with other people, which we've spoken about on other. Other things where, you know, certain friends will do separate play with, which is something that was always, from the beginning of our relationship, that was one of the hard and fast rules of this is never going to happen. Mm. I guess that's the biggest change, where separate play is happening, but obviously only with a very select few.
Specific circumstances. Right. Yeah. Understandable. Yeah.
You guys,
I just realized that they've been together about the same amount of time we have.
I know, right?
Isn't that crazy?
I kind of didn't realize that until this second as well. That's kind of awesome.
Yeah.
Aw, they're like our Australian surrogates.
Yeah.
You guys have gotten a lot of very good press recently. Mm-hmm. I know since in the last 2 years, the club has gotten on a couple of television shows.
Some radio
shows. Lots of print publications.
Yeah.
You guys have done a few podcast episodes.
Yep.
What's next?
Movie
rights?
Yeah, no. At this point in time, we've just filmed for the SBS. So I don't know when you're putting this episode out, but at this point in time, our SBS show is to air in the first couple of weeks of April 2018. And in May or June, I believe, we're going to be on ABC's You Can't Ask That, where they ask us apparently questions you can't ask swingers, which is the typical, isn't it dirty, bro? Kind of thing. Anyway,
this could be interesting.
Yes,
we'll have to. Yeah, watch that one.
I think even one of those questions had the word "cuz" in it, but we just
that's. I mean, it's not West Virginia or Tasmania. Come on. Hashtag, there's nothing wrong with West Virginia or Tasmania.
But what's coming next for... I don't know. We've never actively gone out and sought media attention. It's come to us where they've found us through Google and request just ask us for information. And then because they usually get me on the phone and I can give quite a lot and I say we're willing to speak either, you know, via radio or on television... they usually take us up on the offer.
That's awesome. Yeah.
And we, you know, every time you guys appear in any kind of media, it always looks good for the lifestyle and for the club, so it's always a nice thing.
Yeah.
And I also want to say that anytime you search Swinger Australia, Swinger Sydney, or Club, Swinger Club Australia Sydney, I think you guys pop up first, which is good SEO there, baby.
Yeah.
I was going to say, you're very eloquent when I have seen you on or heard you on the radio or TV. It's just, and it really does... I would say that it portrays the lifestyle how we see it.
Yeah.
Which is a positive thing because it's like, it's both accurate and, I mean, we enjoy it. And so hopefully others can see the positives in it that we do.
And it's really funny. And I don't mean this as an insult, but I'm always like, my God, I sometimes forget how eloquent and intelligent this guy is. I love you, dude. But whenever I see you on TV or hear you on the radio, I'm like, man, he can put a couple of words together.
Can't string a sentence together. I think I feel as, you know, a prominent person, especially in the Sydney swinging scene, that it is my responsibility to, you know, do the best that we can to get the word out there and make a good impression for people who aren't in the lifestyle. So that's why I'm very comfortable going on TV, and obviously having Jess with me helps my cause. Because I think there's, you know, for a long time, and, you know, there's other places in Sydney where they hide themselves, and you hear kind of weird stories and the shadows and all this sort of stuff where they're seedy or underhanded. So I just want to... I really do want to be one of the faces of the Sydney scene. So we can just grow the whole lifestyle, and people can see that, you know, someone under the age of, I don't know, I'm trying to think, under the age of 50.
I was like, how old are you?
With their two front teeth and, you know, can actually speak. That's another thing. Like,
right.
It's, I'm not just some weird, thin, pencil mustache, sweaty dude. Going, yes, come to club.
Right, you're not a Ron Jeremy.
Yeah, that guy. Yeah.
And also that it's the result of healthy relationships as well. You know, it isn't just kind of a creepy thing.
Yeah, the biggest thing is, I think showing that Jess and I have a completely functional relationship that's not just revolving around casual sex with other people, even though that's sometimes a part of our relationship. That's definitely not the main point of our relationship. And I think if we can get that across and people can feel comfortable going, oh, look, it doesn't have to be all hedonistic sex 24/7, which is what definitely some people think about us.
No, we've heard that as well. I mean, not about you guys, but us.
And just lifestyle is in general, which is a bit, it's like...
And, you know, we've said it before, people don't like what they don't understand, and it's easier to hate something you don't understand than actually do the legwork and research it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're going to hit on me. I mean, I think Jess and I have talked about that, where we've, sort of like we've walked into a room, like if we're doing media or something, people sort of... You know, give us the arm's distance because they think we're trying to crack onto them. Sometimes I might be. If you're attractive and I'm, you know, I will be trying, but it's not by any means that we're just going to grope you and all of a sudden we're going to have some random orgy in the middle of wherever. Yeah.
That one Woolies incident will just ruin it all. It's, you look at me with shock. I'm joking. There was no Woolies incident.
Oh, I was going to say, what have I done?
I'm joking.
Did I share that with you?
That was supposed to be a secret.
So advice that you would give people over the next 2 years, or if they're listening to this and they're like, oh, I want to do that sometime. How do I do that sometime?
My biggest advice is be honest with yourself and then honest with whoever it is in your life that you want to share that with. And it can be painful, so just brace yourself. You know, if you're with a partner that you've been with for a long time and this is something you've been thinking about, obviously you've got to come up with something that's not going to frighten them away, and then be patient. So, you know, you don't just want to lose someone just for the sake of you wanting to have casual sex with other people. But at the same time, if that's something that's going to make you really unhappy, being in a monogamous relationship, you might have to just consider all your options, which is a little bit heavy sometimes for some people, but I think honesty is where you're going to have to ultimately find yourself.
Yeah, that's really good advice, actually.
That's great.
Yeah.
I made it sound darker than it probably should. It should have been.
But it is good advice.
Some people can be like, it's all sunshines and lollipops, and it can be. And for some people, it is. It's really easy to get into. But it's just like, I mean, I think some of your listeners would know my origin story. It's just like there was a bit of pain coming to this point to where I am now. Mm. Where I was given the choice of staying in a monogamous relationship or continue being open, but not with me.
Yeah.
Right.
And so I chose.
Yeah. Look, nothing worthwhile is easy.
Mm.
It always takes effort. So.
And it is important to be on the same page as your partner.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, yeah. Mm. All right. Well, I think we're going to wrap this one up and move on from the law. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for giving your insight. I don't have much insight. Oh, by the way, that's the show we're going to be on, SBS Insight.
Check it out.
Okay, next up we have someone who, as much as I hate to admit this, sounds as sexy as he is in real life.
Mm-hmm.
We've had multiple emails and Twitter messages about, oh, can you please get this guy back on because he sounds like he's so hot. And we love him, but I sort of want to punch him in the throat because of this.
You're just jealous.
I am.
Yeah.
We have Wazowski.
Hi. That's a lot to live up to. But thank you. Yes. It's good to be here.
Well, we appreciate it, as always.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
All right, so let's just jump right into this.
Sounds good.
We've been on the air for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
You have been in the lifestyle for 2 years, right?
Mm, just over,
yeah.
So tell us, you and BJ, tell us everything.
How have you grown?
A lot, I guess. I mean, you know, we started at the, you know, just over 2 years ago, the Halloween party. And, you know, since then, we started to go very regularly to our secret spot, and obviously became very close friends with a lot of people that would go there regularly and would use other means to meet other couples. So we became good friends with Jess and Lawrence, and we just started to explore more and more. In the 2 years since we've been going, it's there's been lots of different changes. I mean, it's an interesting dynamic having a relationship that you wouldn't call necessarily open, but it's more open than others. So there's interesting, dynamics to traverse and obstacles to overcome. And, it makes you stronger. It makes you, it's interesting. It's fun. There's great stories to share, and I think everyone that's in the lifestyle says, I'd love to write a book about some of the things that we've got up to. Is there certain specifics that you'd like to know, or is it just like, has the ride been fun? Yes. And are we going to continue? Yes, absolutely. We want more.
So just out of curiosity, what led up to you deciding to do this? Was there a lot of discussion beforehand, or was it just kind of a, hey, let's try it and see what happens?
Yeah, absolutely. There was lots of discussion. Me and BJ have been together for 6-7 years. We've been together 11 years now. So it made, we'd always been slightly naughty. We'd shared pictures online, we'd webcam with other couples, and then all that kind of, early in the relationship. I mean, we actually got together flirting online. So, and it was the result of a naughty weekend that we ended up getting together. So, it almost seems like a natural progression to then, open up the bedroom to other people. And it was only during one night when we were traveling in Thailand that we ended up playing with another couple. And then when we got back to Sydney, we were like, that was amazing. We should do this again. Let's do more. And we started to look for, venues that would allow us to explore that. And that's where we found our secret spot. So that's how we kind of got into the lifestyle, and you quickly become addicted to it. It's yes. Fun, right?
Yeah.
And the people you meet, you suddenly become really close friends with. Muggles, as Lawrence calls them, you can't share those things that you share with your new friends in on the scene. You become very intimate very quickly, and there's no secrets. So, and it doesn't have to be about sex and the things you want. It's just everything. There's no holds barred. So, you very quickly, form very close bonds with people. You start going away for weekends away. We've now got this like Easter tradition where we're going away every Easter with couples. And Easter's coming up, so we're looking forward to that, next weekend.
Swingcation.
Yeah.
Yeah, like we call it swingiversary.
Yeah.
It's a swingcation.
So best kind of vacation ever.
Absolutely.
Yeah exactly. So, it's a lot of fun. We're looking forward to continuing it.
That's awesome. Yeah, it's funny because we always call you guys, you're our underwear friends. So we categorize our friends as pants on or pants off. And although I think I've seen you pants off more times than with pants on.
I'm uncomfortable being distressed.
Yeah.
I might take my pants off if it's okay.
We've never played with you guys.
Yeah.
And I mean, not that I'm always happy with that because I feel like we have a relationship where it's, There's nothing to hide. It's just honest, good friendship there.
Yeah, it's solid.
Which is something that I know we both really value from you guys. Similar to Lawrence and Jess.
Mm-hmm. But again, you're comfortable, it doesn't...
Who are currently making out on our couch. Damn it, guys. We're having an interview over here.
At least let us set the camera up.
For real. The listeners at home want to watch this. Anyway.
But it is nice to be able to have that openness and just to be able to be yourself no matter what. And you don't have to hide anything.
And there is no boundary.
Yeah.
And it is interesting because obviously Lawrence and Jess and myself and BJ, we're really close friends. Like, it's quite interesting, the dynamic, because, BJ and Jess are very close best mates. They're constantly talking. And myself and Lawrence, we hang out, multiple times a week. So even as like the guys are mates and the girls are best friends, mm-hmm. and we all play together. So it's a really, really close dynamic. And that seems to have evolved. If you're talking about like the progression of it, yeah, we're not in any way like a poly relationship, but we're closer than normal friends, and we're more than just swinger mates.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a really weird and interesting dynamic, and you know, it's not always easy, you know, because you know, they will argue.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, all of us will at some point we'll have an argument with the other one or something, like a normal relationship, almost like a, you know, a romantic relationship, you would do, and then you have to try and overcome it, and then there's three people, other people trying to like work how to figure it out together.
You think an argument's hard between two people? Try four.
Yeah. So it's because we all want the same thing. We want the you know this party to keep going, and we all really care for one another. So it's fun. It's a really weird. That'd be the biggest development, I guess, over the last 2 years, is finding, you know, a way to traverse that dynamic, I guess, and you know, find a way for the friendship to remain as strong and you know, as it is now.
I think that's something that we all sort of want and like the idea of. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. Like,
and if you can manage that, then you're
golden,
a strong human being.
Yeah.
I think we all are for it. Yeah. It's not the easiest. I'm sure. Well, if they ever stop making out, they'll agree that like you know, it's worth the pain. But it's it's not been easy.
But it's also a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's the best fun. They're wonderful.
A lot of fun times involved. Yeah.
Yeah.
So in the past 2 years, what's like a standout sexual experience that you were like, oh my god, This is the bee's knees.
Oh, you want a story, like some naughty stuff?
Yeah, give us a naughty story.
All right. So,
and you don't have to name names to protect the guilty.
No.
The dirty.
I don't know if I can remember them.
You're such a lovely slut, which I didn't say with love.
There's been fun times like. At the club, you meet these couples. You go into the social areas, and you're all chatting and flirting and having a drink. And then, you know, one of the girls, and the blonde girl was like, "Could you show me upstairs?" And I was like, "Absolutely, not a problem at all. Yeah, like I think I can manage this." So we go upstairs, and
did you turn the accent on a little more?
Always, course. Like, we all know that I'm putting it on a little bit now.
The listeners are happy.
Yeah. You go upstairs and we start making out, and we get on the bed in the shackle room, and we start fucking, and people start coming in, they're all watching, and I love an audience. I'm a bit of an exhibitionist, so yeah, there's welcome. And I'm fucking up from behind, and she's like, "Would you fuck my ass?" And I'm like, "Yeah, okay, like I mean, if you're okay with that, that's not a problem." And then so I've got a crowd of people watching me fuck this little blonde thing's ass, and it's really hot. And then she's like, choke me. And I'm like, okay, like, so she's bent over and I'm trying to reach behind her. It's very difficult to get the right angle to do it. And then at that moment, you know, BJ comes walking in going, "Hey guys," and I'm just like, choke her. And she grabs the you know, her by the neck, and you know, fake chokes her, and end up fucking her to orgasm in front of a crowd of people whilst my girlfriend is choking her out. It's pretty fucking hot. It's pretty
that
hot.
Sounds pretty
yeah,
fucking
I'm
hot.
Sorry. I'm a little sweaty over here now. It's like, whew, all right.
Yeah, so that,
take
that's,
a nice cube too.
Yeah, no, right. That's one of the stories, but like, there's a whole bunch of things. Like, there's developments. You know, we moved apartments, so we've now got a routine now. You know, if we're talking about, like, standards, you know, we have we've developed a booble. We have a holy booble at home, which is
pretty fucking hot.
Yeah, it is.
The holy booble is hot. It's a little photo album of Polaroids of any couple that comes over, like a guest book, but, you know, a visual guest book where you take a picture to mark the occasion of having, you know, misbehaved.
I massively respect that. I don't know if you know this, but we actually have a bedroom guest book where you write your reviews of what happened, and
it's
you can
hot.
Put little notes and shit. It's kind of, it's fucking hot.
So we've
no got pictures, but
yeah, like, it's that
of
kind
stories.
Of thing. And what's kind of funny is that even the muggles, you tell them about it, and they're like, "I want to be in the booble." I'll fuck you. Get in the booble.
Yeah,
like,
you
gotta
fucking earn it.
Yeah, like, it's kind of cool. Like, that's a recruitment tool.
My God. my God, I love it.
Yeah. So, no, that's a bunch of things that are kind of fun. Mm-hmm. That's fantastic.
That's awesome.
Any words of advice having, you know, in the past 2 years, you went from, we're going to do air quotes, normal to, from muggle to wizard?
Yeah. Communication. You know, it's with every relationship. You know, if you're open about, you know, everything, and you know, you're honest about what you want and what you don't want. You know, to say that, you know, swinging is the be all and end all to anything, that's an absolute lie. It's not for everyone. You know, in any way, it's. But if you are curious about it, if you want to try something, it could be anything. You know, I'm not interested in the BDSM side of things, but if you are, like, go for it. Grab it by the horns and go for it. And be honest with your partner, and be honest with yourself. Be unashamedly, unwaveringly honest, and you know, hopefully, you know, you find the right person that is interested in going on that little journey with you, and you know, you'll work through it together. That's the only thing you can be, is honest and communicate as much as possible.
Excellent. I think that's great advice.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
One last question. How much time do I have to put in daily at the gym to get those guns?
Not as much as
fucking. I hate you and your goddamn genetics.
I mean, yes, I go to the gym twice a week. I do. You know, push-ups.
Look at him
mornings.
Instantly. Yeah. Puts his shoulder. He's showing it off now. How many push-ups?
It depends on the day. I try and do this.
Missionary doesn't count as push-ups, buddy.
You should have seen me on the weekend. Absolutely, that was a workout. It was absolutely a workout. I lost weight.
That's the only kind of workout this one gets. Yeah, yeah.
But that core is phenomenal.
So, we've talked about this on the podcast before, but one of my hidden talents is that mm-hmm. I have a very low center of gravity, and I very much understand my center of gravity. So if a partner, actually I've done this with multiple mm-hmm. partners, is sitting straddle me and I'm sitting down, I can stand up, spin around, and slowly lay her down. It's not a throw her down. Mm. And without
controlled.
It is. Mm-hmm. Without exiting her. Mm. So we go from her sitting on me, straddle fucking me, fucking her, standing up, turning around, and laying her on the bed, and I never stop fucking her. Mm. That's one of my few talents.
Mm-hmm. It's a hell of a talent.
I know, right?
Yeah, it's a good talent.
Yeah, I always like doing that in the orgy room when it's packed. You know, just like, yeah, look what I can do.
Because then the guys are like, ooh.
And the women are like, ugh.
It's like, on that, because I can't do that. Maybe. I don't know. But like, the one thing that I found that like does, you know, get the favor of the women in a group situation is when you're looking out for them, like in some guy that they're not interested in comes up and yeah. says, hey,
yeah.
and starts to put a hand or something, yeah, yep. and you go, hey, buddy, no. And the girl's like, oh, thank you so much. You can do anything now.
I'm like, yeah.
And I will.
I love it. All right. Thank you, Wazowski.
Yes, thank you so much.
Listeners at home, if you want more of Wazowski, just message us. I'm sure we can convince him. Twist his arm, his massive, muscly arms.
We'll just have him read a story to us or something.
I know, right?
Yeah. Send in your short stories. I'll read them.
Oh, my God. Wazowski reads erotica. That would be awesome.
I'm in. I want to read Apple.
We need a Patreon page just for that.
Yeah.
I love it.
Sounds good. All right. Thanks, guys. Cheers. Thanks.
Thank you. All right, and now we are here with the ever lovely gentleman. Hello, gentlemen.
Hello, everybody.
All right, so 2 years. We've been doing this podcast now for just over.
2 years, it's gone by so quick.
I know,
right?
Yeah.
Wait, so tell us, have you been a listener from the beginning?
No.
When did you find us?
When I met you at Pendulum Party.
Oh.
You gave me a card.
So about a year ago. Yeah. A little over a year ago.
Yeah. But I have back listened to all of the episodes.
Even the first 13 shitty episodes?
Yes.
Yeah. Ooh. Yep. So we always know the true listeners, the people who really love us, because they listen to those first 13 that were absolutely shit.
And get through it? Yeah.
Yeah. If you can make it through those first 13. We didn't have the nice microphone system that we have now.
Yeah.
Or the intro.
Yeah. We earned the intro. Gosh, that's been a while. Maybe
around that time.
No, it was, we were living in this apartment. So I would say episode 40, 35 is when we got that. So, ooh. Mm. He remembers. That's why we love you.
Yeah.
All right, so 2 years. What's
what do you have for us?
What do you remember over the last 2 years?
Yeah.
So 2 years, I think I've been in the quote unquote lifestyle for just a little over 2 years. So 2 years ago, I think I'd just started seeing my first couple. And previous to that, I think there was just a couple of Tinder dates and maybe Craigslist hookups and things like that. That was pretty much it. But I just started having threesomes and just started seeing my first couple.
So did you seek out a couple particularly, or was that an accident?
No, the first time it was first time I was looking for a threesome.
Yeah. Okay.
And they were an older couple. We met, we played, and that was it. Mm. Like, it was great. I mean, it was good, and I liked it. And then I answered an ad to a gangbang. And that was the one where it wasn't really a gangbang.
Just jump right in.
Because nobody, well, I hadn't done it before, so, you know, it's like, well, we'll try that out. And, yeah, nobody, I was the only one that showed up, so it was a small gangbang.
That's great.
Yeah. And I ended up seeing that couple, I think it was a little over a year. I think I just sort of started tapering off when I'd met you guys.
Mm-hmm.
But that was when the beginning of that was when I started to explore sort of my bisexual side.
Mm-hmm.
With that couple. Yeah, it sort of progressed from there. Like, they were good. I miss them a bit, you know?
Yeah,
I understand that. I mean, we have, you know, the first couple that we played with.
Mm-hmm.
I sort of miss them sometimes. I mean, it was
yeah
your first is your first, you know. It still matters.
Yeah. And I think for them, they would have gangbangs quite often.
Uh-huh.
But I think I was kind of the first that they had repeat with, and we sort of formed that relationship together.
Yeah.
And I think we weren't, looking back, I suppose we could have been better in the communication. I was still kind of trying to figure that out and didn't know really where I fit in that dynamic, you know?
Yeah.
And we'd never really had a conversation about it, which is regretful now, but...
Yeah, it is,
know,
what it is.
Yeah, you live and learn, you know? Yeah.
If it makes you feel any better, you learn from that. We've had the conversation, and you're much better at communication. I mean, let me rephrase that. You're very good at communication.
Oh, really? Because I think I could do a lot better as well.
Well, you can, but you're still very good.
Yeah.
I think ultimately we all could, though.
Yeah, absolutely. Really. Yeah, I know I could be more communicative, but... Yeah.
Mm. So you've grown a lot, then, it sounds like, both in the swinging community and a little bit exploring some bisexuality as well, which we always love.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think I've just been sort of to a point of not scared to hide it anymore.
Yeah.
And just like, we'll give it a go and see how it goes. And it's been great fun, you know?
Yeah, no, I will say that that's something that always warms my heart a bit at the club when I see you come out to people. And it's, you know, it's one of those things that it makes me very, it warms the cockles of my heart.
Yeah, well, we were discussing this last night. Oh,
Saturday night.
Saturday night, yes. Yeah, sorry, yeah, I've lost a day there.
That's okay, we call it recovery.
Yeah, we were discussing that, and I was there with another partner, and we were in the spa with another couple. And she just sort of came out and said, well, look, we're both bisexual, you know, is that okay with you guys? And we had that discussion. And for the first time, I just sort of said, yeah, that's who I am. And I was quite confident in that because it was just such a safe place to be.
Mm.
And that felt so good just to come out and say that, you know, and it wasn't a problem. There was no problem. It wasn't anything out of the norm, or it was just that's who I am, and like it or not.
And then many happy times ensued.
Yeah, it did.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So then if you look back at these past 2 years, what's one, like, great sexual experience that just leaps out in your head?
Oh, I'd have to go straight to New Year's. We had a – that was a – how many people did we have? Seven people?
There
in
were seven of us, yeah.
There were seven of us.
A few more in and out, yeah. Kind of, but seven consistently.
There were a few blow-ins, yeah. But there was a strong seven in there, and we were in there for three
blow-ins.
Or four.
Yeah.
Well, they blew in, and we blew them out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a standout. That was just incredible.
Yeah, that really was.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so the future. What's the future hold for you?
I'm not really sure. I think that I'm obviously a little bit more of the bisexual sort of stuff, and that's that's been good. And I think that a real challenge for me would be to, you know, proverbially come out kind of thing. It's kind of, I mean, it's hard, and everyone has their own problems with that and their own issues with that. But I think maybe letting in a few of my more inner circle friends and family know that side of me.
Is that something you want?
I think, to be fair to them, yes, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
I respect that.
Yeah, because, you know, I feel like you're kind of living a lie a little bit.
Mm.
Yeah. And, yeah, the close people in my life, you know, they don't deserve that for me. And I think that's one of the hard things, you know. So, yeah, maybe that.
Well, we shall see. We'll talk to you in two more years.
And then the other thing that I'm looking forward to in the immediate future is the 1691, is it? Is that what we're doing?
Yes. All right.
You have
to explain this.
Yeah, so we were discussing...
This works in theory. We have to put it in practice.
Yeah, so everybody knows what 69 is, but we were discussing this weekend at either on Friday night or Saturday night. We were all there at Our Sacred Spot, and we were discussing a new number, the 1691, which is a position where two guys are 69ing, or two women are 69ing, and the two guys are having sex, or two women pegging. So basically,
the ones that are 69ing.
Yes, you have two partners that are standing up, two partners that are 69ing, so you have a 1691.
Yes.
That's...
Yes, so there's penetration on the two ends by the ones, and then the 69. So
yes, yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to have to put this in practice and see how it goes.
We're going to work on this, and... I feel like we need T-shirts made with 1691. It was a good year. We need to figure out what happened in 1691.
Yeah, we're going to have to do some research. Yeah,
so we're trademarking that right now. Uh-huh. Registered trademark of, by the by, 1691.
It's going to be a new porn search,
exactly. 69ing is so 1995. It's so 2000s.
It's so 1690.
I know, right? so that's going to be the next big thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Right. Anything else you've got for...
No, but I look forward to that.
The gentleman.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll have to practice, and then we'll have to find somebody who wants to...
We're just going
to
do a 169.
A 169. Or 691. Yeah, we'll work
on
that.
Oh, no, we'll make this happen.
Yeah. Angela will run back and forth really fast, and it'll be great.
All right. Well, awesome. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right. So you've heard from some of our very, very famous guests.
That's right.
Uh-huh, on how the last few years have treated them. Maybe a few memorable experiences here and there. And see where things go in the future for all of us.
Yes. Hopefully we'll all be still talking in 2 years. We'll all be friends.
I suspect so.
We better be, or I'm gonna be fucking pissed off. I'll break out my angry Yoda.
Uh-huh.
Mmm. Smack you, I will. I'm just really enjoying this. I don't know. It's something.
It's been a while.
Something's come over me. Yeah. And I'm feeling very Yoda-y. When we're having sex tonight, I'll be doing the Yoda thing. Yeah.
Cool. I'll set up the recorder so we can capture that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. Pull my ears, you will. Feel the force deep inside you. Yeah, it's going to be great.
Yes. We want to give a big shout out and thank you to everyone who was on. And
absolutely, and who put up with my shit, and who didn't get to touch you while they were putting up with my shit.
Nope.
And some of them were touching you while they were still putting up with my shit. We're talking to you, gentlemen. Hands off. Kidding. Of course not.
That's not fun.
I'm kidding. Yeah, but definitely thank you very much to all of our guests, all of our listeners, all of our people who love us out there in microphone land. Mm-hmm.
Yes, thank you, because without you, we would not be here.
No. Well, I mean, we'd still be here, but nobody would be listening
to us.
That's true,
yeah.
So it's like, if a podcast records and there's nobody to hear it, does it make a sound?
Oh, deep.
I know. I'm pretty sure it does, and it's probably
Yoda
beatboxing.
Sure it does.
So there you go. So stick with us.
Yeah.
We've got at least 6 more months worth of ideas of shit to do. If you have ideas for us of shit to do, please let us know.
Yeah, if there's anything you want to hear about or
questions, comments?
We don't plan on going anywhere. No? And if you don't give us ideas of things to podcast about, we're just going to go back into our archives and start repodcasting. Especially the first 13, which had shit sound anyway. So you could hear our introduction. Hi, I'm Mr. Adam. Do you remember me? That was pre-Yoda beatboxing.
There was a Mr. Adam pre-Yoda beatboxing?
I know. Legend has it. It's like Bigfoot. There's only blurry photos of him.
All right.
So yeah, it'd be great. It'd be great. Maybe I need to come up with something different for the next 100 episodes. Uh-huh. No longer Yoda beatboxing. Who else can I interview? I don't do Kermit the Frog very well.
Peter Griffin?
Oh, I like Peter Griffin, but I don't do the sound. Oh. We got to come up with someone I sound like.
All right.
And then I can do more that person beatboxing. Person, animal, whatever.
Creature.
Creature. Yes. That'll be great. Maybe I'll just come up with my own new creature.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah, so thank you very much for listening.
Yeah.
We fucking appreciate it and still don't know why you listen to us, but we love you so much. See us at Our Secret Spot most weekends, but definitely the last weekend of the month for the Sex Ed in the City, mm-hmm. for Pendulum Party on May 18th, mm-hmm. and for Femme, you'll see Angela there mm-hmm. on May 25th.
Yep.
You won't see me there. Nope. I'll be at some bar, probably or getting wasted. Or at a sauna, probably getting...
Something.
Wasted. So yeah, but definitely check us out. Oh yes, if you want to message us like we just asked you to, mm-hmm. see it's mm-hmm. I've been doing this 100 goddamn times and I still can't get the ending right. This is why I say we should pre-record this and just tack it on to the end, because uh-huh. I always fuck this up anyway.
Do it right this time, and then we can just tack that on the end every time.
I don't think that's going to happen. BTW, if you didn't listen to the very end of the last week's podcast, our origin stories, you missed a good story. So go back and listen to that. If you skipped through because you didn't want to hear me talking about the other shit, you know, there you go. See? Listen. I got angry with the podcast people.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
You did.
Microphone wow. people. So yes, if you want to message us, and please, please, please message us. The email address is theatomsoflove@gmail.com. You can message us on Twitter, Facebook, and did you know Instagram somehow you can message? I still haven't figured out how you can do it, but I know that you can get messages there. But you can message us on Instagram. We are By the By Podcast on all of those, BYTHEBI Podcast. And yeah, we always love to hear from y'all. So yeah, send us a message.
Yeah. And thanks for joining us again for this very special episode.
Centenary.
Yeah.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.